This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. In Washington, the FBI has spoken with a couple of senior officials at the Pentagon about allegations that an analyst there named Larry Franklin has given Israel secret information and may have been acting as a spy for that U.S. ally. The Israelis deny any wrongdoing, as does a pro-Israel lobby group, the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee, APAC, that is suspected of acting as a go-between. Fred Kaplan covers national security for Slate magazine. He's a frequent guest here. His own reporting on espionage once led government officials to threaten to put him in jail for life. Welcome, Fred. And first, what do you make of this Franklin story?
Well, it's unclear what to make of it yet. We don't know what was in this document or documents that he provided to APAC. The FBI would probably not be getting involved in this if it was simply some kind of statement of policy toward Iran. It probably contained something about intelligence information or sources and methods involved in that policy.
The Israelis say that they really learned their lesson in the notorious Jonathan Pollard case. He was an American who spied for these Israelis more than 10 years ago. He's in prison for life. They say they just don't do that anymore or get even close to it. Do you believe them?
Well, you know, what is the lesson? Is the lesson that you don't hire a spy from within the Department of Defense or the U.S. government? Yeah, that's probably one lesson, but do you exploit any opportunity you have, any go-betweens, any intermediaries, mutually interested parties to get information indirectly? I suspect governments of all stripe do this to varying degrees all the time.
There's this story about Ron Pelton, an American spy who sold information to the Soviets that you once covered, and there's a lesson in there that may apply here. Tell me what happened with you on that story.
Well, Pelton worked for the National Security Agency, and he was providing very sensitive information to the Soviets. So this is in the mid-80s. So sensitive that the information was never publicly revealed in the course of the trial. And Bill Casey, who was CIA director, and General Bill Odom, who was the NSA director, called a press conference before the trial began and said to reporters, listen, if you find out what it is that they leaked, please come talk with us before you publish. Well, I was working at the Boston Globe at the time, and I found out what it was that he leaked, and our lawyers thought that I should go talk with Odom. And in the course of conversation, I said, well, you know, what's the big deal here? The secret's blown. Pelton gave it to the Soviets. The Soviets stopped doing this. We're no longer intercepting the information. And Odom said, well, you know, the Soviet Union is not the only country in the world. There are other enemies, and there are even allies. You know, this is what intelligence agencies do. They get information about everything.
In that light, Fred, this Larry Franklin story comes about because the FBI was observing a luncheon between this lobby group, APAC, and an Israeli diplomat, and Larry Franklin walked in and joined the lunch. But the FBI was watching a meeting between a private U.S. citizen and mm-hmm. someone he had a perfect right to eat lunch with.
Yeah, I mean, see, that tells me that there was probably some, at least suspicion of exchanges of something going on already. You know, the FBI these days does not have a surfeit of agents hanging around to watch suspected espionage going on. So I think there was something already in the works.
Fred Kaplan covers national security for our partners at the online magazine Slate. Fred, thanks for joining us again on Day to Day.
Thank you.